Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Very blessed 2025 to all who are listening to the program and to your families. This is the Way of Life program, and I'm your host, Charmaine. The Lord wants us to not resist the Holy Spirit, nor grieve him, for he takes pleasure in helping us as we allow him to. Notice I said allow him to. The word resist means to oppose, fight against, refuse to accept, hinder, block, and object to. These are some of the words that derive from the word resist. So if a person is resisting the Spirit of the Lord, these words define the person's actions. Such a person displays an attitude of refusing to listen to the Holy Spirit by refusing to obey his instructions. In so doing, that person would have opposed the Holy Spirit and hindered his work in and through his or her life. This would be an act of rebellion against the Holy Spirit that resembles what Stephen describes in Acts 7:51 as, "You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you." The Holy Spirit, through Stephen, described the people before whom Stephen stood preaching as having the same mentality as their ancestors, stubborn. In Exodus 32:9 in the New King James Version, he called them a stiff-necked people. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people." The word stiff-necked is a figurative expression describing oxen that would not submit to be yoked, and also applies to people who generally are stubborn and unwilling to submit to God. Their unwillingness to submit to the Lord characterizes them as stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, as seen in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. "Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no more." God wants us to change our hearts and stop being stubborn. The expression "uncircumcised in heart" denotes those who were not willing to acknowledge the word of God and submit to it. Their hearts were filled with affections and desires which were in opposition to the desires of the Lord. They were uncircumcised in heart and ears because they were not willing to submit to the instructions of the Lord. They always resisted the influence of the Holy Spirit, who brought understanding to their minds. He showed them the right ways of God, but they refused to walk in them, in consequence of which they became hardened through the deceitfulness of sin and refused to repent. In so doing, they resisted the Holy Spirit. The Lord told us that we must not resist nor grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30, "And do not grieve or bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, he has identified you as his own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption." What a beautiful promise. The word grief in this context means to afflict with sorrow, to make sad or sorrowful. The fact that the Holy Spirit can be grieved points to his personality. I believe that the Apostle Paul referred to the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 63:10, "But they rebelled against him and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he became their enemy and fought against them. Let us therefore take heed that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit and reap the consequences as those whom the Lord turned and fought against as an enemy. Our negative attitude towards the word of the Lord can grieve the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is resisted and grieved, then he's not able to do his wonderful work in us. And if he is unable to do his work in us, then we are left to reap the fruit of our own doings. The Holy Spirit says to all of us, and I leave you with this wonderful word from him. Meditate on it. I'm going to say it extra slowly. All those who yield to me consistently, that is the Holy Spirit, will experience the abundant life that Jesus Christ died that they might have. I am bringing the church into the awareness of the importance of yielding to me and the benefits that derive from yielding to me and the consequences that derive from resisting and grieving me, the Holy Spirit. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.